Third pack of Chagigah Mishnah Gimel, continuing halachas of Tumah V'Tayra. The halacha is like this: Chulin can only become a sheni l'tumah. Truma could become a shlishi, which means if a sheni touches it, it becomes a shlishi, and kochim could become a revi. There's another halacha that a person's hand that gets some type of tumah derabbanan, the hands are tummy, and the status of the hands that they have a status of a sheni latuma. Therefore, if his hands are sheni latuma and he's eating chulin, which is dry, he's not going to matam the chulin because sheni is not matam a chulin. Chulin can't become a shlisha. If he touches a truma, it's matamid, and if he trusts kodesh, it will also be matamid. So, it says, Oichlam, oichlam, neguvim, be a daimus of us. The person can eat dry food with tummy hands. But truma. Now, but truma over here means not that he could touch the truma, because we learned before that if his yad is a sheni, if it touches the truma, it will be tummy. But we're talking about a case where he's not touching the truma, he's just eating it together with the truma, and someone else would put the truma in his mouth, or he's going to use a fork or something to move the truma. I'll call upon him, since he's not touching the truma, it's alright. Abaloi b'kodesh. B'kodesh is more stringent. They made a gzeira that you shouldn't eat them together because maybe you're going to come to touch the kodesh also. Ha'oidev v'machusik kippurim tzrichim tefillah b'kodesh, abaloi the truma. These are another chumra of hektish over truma is, first it is an oinern, that he became tummy, one of his relatives died. Or machusik kippurim is that certain types of tumas, it's not enough to go to the mikveh, he has to bring korbanos. And he went to the mikveh and waited till the night afterwards, so he's also not a tful yoim, but he didn't bring his korbanos in mechutz kippurim. That's a light form of tumah. So in respect to kodesh, he needs tefillah, but he does not need tefillah for truma. Why? Because mechutz kippurim, even though he has a light level of tumah, but he's not also b'tumah. He's a status similar to a shlishi b'tumah. Therefore, as we said, he can eat truma, but he cannot eat kodesh till he goes to the mikveh. That which we said that for kodesh he has to go to the mikveh is referring to after he brought his korbanos. It's not enough; he also has to go to the mikveh.